Welcome to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. This is your host, Johan Tayeb. My goal is to help you get the most out of reskilling apps. Whether you're already a full-time entrepreneur or trying to get a business going, this podcast is for you. We will be interviewing professionals that are already doing app reskilling for a living. We will also invite source code sellers to get to learn about what they have to offer. And finally, we will talk to industry experts to learn how to become more productive at flipping apps. And now, without further ado, let's get started. Okay, so today I have an amazing guest. His name is JC Davis. He's the president of Hydraulic Games, and he does app flipping, but not just for himself, but for other people as well. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Great, Johan.
All right, great, nice to hear. Oh, my pleasure.
Happy to be on.
No problem, my pleasure. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and also about your interesting background and where you actually live?
Sure. Well, I'm from Baltimore. My family's from Baltimore, but you know, I guess I got started in game design quite a while ago. I think in 2001, I designed a game called Charred Dirt with a friend of mine who used to work at Best Buy, if okay. You're familiar with the American electronics chain.
For sure.
So we built this old sort of remake of a PC classic, and it came out and it was really fun. And a lot of people got excited. A lot of people downloaded it, but, you know, just sort of went by the wayside, and I moved on into IT. But a few years later, I met a Thai woman a little north of DC, and we ended up getting married. And we had always talked about possibly going back to Thailand. But, you know, at this day and age, or, you know, at that point, there was no real make games yourself. I mean, you could make something for the PC or Flash, but there was no monetizing off of it.
That's so right. It was really either you would go like a AAA, you know, like a big investments, or you try to do something small on the side, but not much could come out of it.
Exactly. And I was always like, you know, I grew up on games like, you know, Super Mario Brothers and Contra, and a lot of the classic NES games and, you know, early PC games. So, yeah, I really had a passion for 2D art. And back then, everything was 3D. You know, if you didn't do 3D, you were out of the game industry.
Yeah,
you know, that was
the
PlayStation age. So, you know, the iPad came out, and that sort of changed everything. Okay, well, now 2D games are really hot. You know, you have big titles like Angry Birds and Where's My Water, and people are making money off of these, like independent guys. And, you know, it just blew open the market. And so I thought, hey, man, maybe I'll try some, you know, doing some 2D artwork again. And so, you know, just on the side, last year I was, you know, starting to make some games and, you know, with a friend of mine, and ended up, you know, getting pretty far on a game. And then, you know, my wife got pregnant with my son, and, you know, and so we kind of made the decision that, you know, a few life, factors, I guess, factored in to what we were doing, and that we decided to make the permanent move to Thailand. And I didn't have a job. IT wasn't, you know, not much demand for foreign IT workers in Thailand. So I said, you know what, well, maybe I'll take my art passion, my side job, and, you know, see if I can make some money off of it. So I started doing some work for a gentleman who is reskinning an app. And I was like, hey, this is pretty cool, you know.
Oh, okay, I see.
Part, right? And
yeah, you're like, so if he can do it, you can probably do it yourself, right? You can just cut him out of the equation and, you know, and get all the profit for yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, you know, that did pop into my mind that, hey, you know, maybe I should do this too. But it did sort of open up the doors into, like, the reskin community, that, hey, you know, people are flipping apps. They're buying source code. Mm-hmm. And I started realizing that there's sort of a niche, maybe a spot for me in this community, that, you know, there needs to be people that can create these games and do the graphics and all that stuff too. So So I've been sort of on both sides of the coin. You know, I've published a few games, but I think a lot of our business actually comes from other game developers that want to have reliable outsourced graphics. They want Asian rates, but they want American reliability. They want to be able to speak English to somebody. So that's worked out pretty well. So I'm getting to be pretty cozy in the Bangkok gaming scene over here. But mainly we're just providing art services to people like yourself and your customers or your people on your website.
Audience. Mm-hmm.
Yes, your audience.
So from what I understand, your business is kind of twofold. You do reskinning apps for other people, but you also do any other type of art. So anything more involved, you can definitely take it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, my first app was a 2D isometric tile-based game. So if you're familiar with the original Farmville and that sort of tile-based game, I started off with that. So that actually was really, really difficult. I was using Terrain Height, which I was pulling a lot of references from Final Fantasy Tactics and different types of quasi 3D games into play, and that actually was pretty difficult stuff. So coming from that, doing all these 2D games was a pretty easy jump. Just doing basic graphics.
Okay, so some of the people listening to this podcast are app flippers. So the question they probably have right now is, okay, so they have this source code and they'd like mm-hmm. to use your services. What type of services you provide and how do you deal with it? Like, how do you handle the whole process?
Well, initially it was just me. And then, I hired another guy, but we actually just opened our studio with a full complement of artists that I've hand selected, in order to be able to, do these things quicker. So, okay. I guess I'll take you through the basic, reskin process, how it works, and what's involved.
Okay.
So usually somebody,
So let's say it's me. I'm coming to you. I say, hey, JC, I bought this source code. I want an amazing game out of it. Where do I start?
Okay, great. Well, first we start with the idea. Okay, what's your game idea? What do you want to do? And obviously, whatever you're up for is what I'm up for. But, ASO and keyword research is, I think, pretty key to making a successful app. So that's really the first step is getting a good idea. Is this idea going to be something that's going to make you money? And I'm not a marketing expert, but I can, I usually give tips on, what's going to be good and what's not going to be good.
Yeah, because, you that's doing it for other people, you can see some kind of a trend recurring, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I never brand myself as a marketing guru, mm-hmm. but certainly I've learned a couple hard lessons through publishing games, and I've seen how critical the marketing step is. I mean, your only real advocates on the App Store are your app icon, your description, your keywords, and
screenshots,
and your mm-hmm. concepts. That's it. That's all you got. So if those things aren't on point, your game's going to flop. And so, I try to help my customers get a good concept. One I'm working with right now, I said, hey, he came up with a theme that I thought was similar to the show Breaking Bad. I said, well, that's a hot show right now. It's probably mm-hmm. going to trend pretty good on keywords. Let's piggyback off of that. So that was a great idea.
Okay.
So the theme is important, and then after that we move on to concept sketches. Either myself or my team members will come up with some ideas, sort of concept that, and we get to where there's a common understanding, this is where the game's going, this is the look of the game, the style. We try to define, what kind of style the customer wants, and then from there, once we're pretty much settled on here's the resources, this is what's involved, and all that, and we get it into production, and depending on the size of the game.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. Let's say sure. I chose. So we're approaching. Halloween is almost. It's going to be over. So let's say it's going to be a Christmas season. So I want something. I want to try to take the holiday season. And let's say I pick the Christmas theme. Now, what would you do? Would you just give me some options of different styles or themes, or how would it work?
Yeah, you know, I guess everybody approaches it a little different. Some customers might say, I want this look, this style, I want these photo references used. And some people are like, do whatever you want. So
okay.
It really depends on the customer. But I would say, maybe we should go for this style, this theme. You know, we try to talk back and forth and agree on a direction that would be, you know, good to go. And then I usually will assign the artist that I feel has a style closest to match what kind of game we're going for. You know, I have people that can do quasi-realistic paintings all the way through, you know, simple Angry Bird art.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Now, question. Have you ever had to work with programmers as well, in the sense that, sometimes there's some, heads on display and, you know, some little buttons here and there that are very specific to a source code? And
absolutely.
Yes. So how does it work usually?
Yeah. I've found that, you know, just because the nature of reskins is that they don't need a lot of programming, I've had a hard time keeping, you know, a full-time programmer on, because, you know, he's only involved in such a little bit of the process. So I usually, have people go elsewhere for programming. Internally, I have a guy that does freelance work for me to help me publish my titles. And, I have done a completely custom original app, as well as like, Avalanche Mountain, for example, a hot game. We've kind of revamped that and thrown some different features and options back in there that I think the customers would like. So, yeah, I mean, it can be done. But, you know, I feel like that's not my core skill set that I'm good at with the programming. So I usually leave that to the pros.
Okay, no problem. So that's for the graphic side. Now, there's the audio side of the equation. Do you help with that as well? Or do we need to go and find some other resources?
A friend of mine has a audio production studio back in Baltimore, and you know, we used to do a lot of music together. I also have a music background as well. So
nice.
Usually I have one of my employees sort of like start to gather sounds. I mean, I think the biggest problem with audio production that people don't realize is the time it takes to hunt around the internet to find that perfect sound effect.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, it's sort of like a scavenger hunt for almost a day, you know, of somebody just going around, poking around websites until you find some really great sounds, some royalty-free music and things that we can use for the game. Then usually it's a matter of editing the sounds, normalizing them, you know, trimming dead space off of the sound effects. Occasionally, like, I'll reverse a sound effect or splice two sounds together to make a hybrid sound. It depends on what we're going for. Usually a basic sound package I usually do on a game, you know, probably runs average around $80. And most of that's just, you know, scavenger hunt, you know, find the sound kind of time that I'm billing for.
Okay, yes, that's totally affordable. And I'm sure, you can just keep reusing those audio assets for other reskins. Absolutely.
Yeah, I try, but usually we try to find some unique sounds. I certainly don't want every game sounding the same way that comes out of my studio.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, especially like in the casino games. Like 70% out of them, they're all using the exact same sounds. That's so funny.
Right. Right.
Now, let's talk about price. Can you give us some kind of a price range of, let's say, some actual real examples of, like the Avalanche source code? How much would it cost us about?
It depends on what's really involved with the game. Mm-hmm. My standard rate, how I price things, is generally around $15 an hour.
Okay.
And then I calculate, you know, how big the game is, how many hours I think it'll take to flip it. And then that's usually where I come up with price. And then I try to stick with a fixed price, because I think a fixed price is fair to the customer.
Yeah,
you definitely don't want it increasing over time, and the customer's like, whoa, this is costing too much money. I know custom apps can be like that, but as far as reskins, you know, I already have all the assets, so I should be able to make a good judgment call from the beginning that this game is going to be X price. So, you know, a game like Kingdom Prince, which is popular, I usually do that one for around like 550, and probably about the same for Avalanche Mountain, around 550. And you know, there's lots of games I can do for less. You know, real basic game. Like I think there was one called Poppers or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
A Crazy Poppers. Yeah.
That's
and
right.
So we just did a Crazy Poppers reskin for a little under 400, I think, with sound. So, and that turned out really great. The customer was happy with it, and I think we flipped that in a little over a week.
Very nice. Now, from all the source code that you've seen going back and forth, which ones are the one you think of? Have you ever heard anyone saying which one actually worked pretty well?
I think the success is more up to like the theme and marketing and that end. But from a reskin point of view, mm-hmm. There's been quite a few games or types of games that I think work well. Puzzle games, I think, are a great way to start. Games like Viva Stampede, I think I've done some different memory match type games. They tend to be lower on the assets, and certainly there's a lot of replay value to games like Candy Crush Saga and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think those are great games to start with. Casino games, slot games, done a lot of slot reskins.
Okay.
Again, people can sit there and play slots for hours. And the assets fairly minimal. I mean, I can do a slot game for, you know, 300, sometimes even less, depending on what's required.
So would you advise somebody that's just starting the app flipping business to start with a casino slots games or a memory game type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, not specifically those mm-hmm. games, but I would say start with a smaller game. You know, I think you learn just so much from your first reskin, and there's totally examples that are going to blow me out of the water. I think I just saw a guy last month released his first app, made $30,000.
Wow. Very nice.
So, I mean, there's totally examples that are going to prove me wrong. But I say for the average person, you know, you don't know much about this industry. You don't know much about keyword optimization and ad placement marketing. So you're going to learn an incredible amount through your first couple reskins.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. Baby steps, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby steps. You know, I saw your pinball game. Like that, something simple like that. That is a good place to start. Something with a few assets. You know, something you can get at quickly, get your feet wet. So I definitely want to keep it under $1,000, but probably closer to the under 500, category. And, you know, once you get the process and you see what's working for you, you know, then move from there. I know I've seen a couple people that have, you know, they've sort of played hit and miss, you know, throwing out different themes, for different reskins and, you know, one theme hits. I know one of my customers hit it pretty big with he did a World War II game, like a dogfighting, you know, sort of shooter game. You know, fairly easy to reskin.
Okay.
Doesn't have a lot of assets, mostly planes sliding around. They're not really animated except for a propeller. So, you know, so he's been flipping those kind of games and they've been doing really well for him. So, you know, sometimes it's a little trial and error, but I think, you know, you start with something small, try a couple reskins of it, and just need some patience in this industry for sure.
So do you think what's more important in the sense of would you go with, you say the theme of a game is more important than the actual game mechanics itself, in the sense that if you have a working theme, you'd rather apply this one to multiple different types of game mechanics? Or you do the opposite, you would need to keep one game mechanic and apply lots of different themes on it?
Well, if you don't know what's successful, you know, keeping one game mechanic and trying several different themes. For example, I talked to another guy on a marketing group who did the Avalanche Mountain game, and he said he did two games, exact same mechanics, two different themes. One game had 1,500 downloads. The other one had over 100,000 downloads. Same exact game. Same money put into it.
Okay, that's so the theme. Here it was the theme. Okay.
Right. But, you know, if you've done, you know, if you're looking to build your app portfolio, you probably want some diversity in code. You know, you don't want 5 reskins of the same game. Yeah. Your customers will, you know, catch on to that. So,
for sure.
You just have to sort of balance it out. It's strategy, you know, it's strategy, figuring out what's the right move.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for all your advice in for reskinning those source codes. And now I have a couple of general questions here and there. Is there any type of books you would advise for anyone that's starting in the app flipping industry? Any kind of book that would, you know, whether it's on the graphic side or on the business side or on the code side, anything that helped you?
There's been a couple books. I guess I only have like one really strong one. And this is a very, very new industry. So
absolutely.
I think over the next 2 years, you're going to see a lot more resources. And I mean, I know people that are building and writing books and things like that right now. I think the general go-to book is App Empire by Chad Moretta.
Right. We just had Patrick on the show right before you, and he said the exact same thing.
Yeah. That's been definitely the go-to book so far, but there's a lot of good blogs. I know Carter Thomas, BlueCloudSolutions.com, has a lot of excellent advice, as well as he handpicks very good reskins, very good value. They are reskinned a lot, so you're gonna run into other people with the same reskin, but that's a great place to start.
Right, like you just said earlier, this is a very new industry. So know the key players, it's a small pool of key players, but it's gonna keep maturing out, and we're gonna get a lot more people in this industry. That's for sure. Mark my words and your words. Okay.
I think so too.
Yeah. So is there any internet resource you'd recommend for an app flipper? You know, besides, of course, your services, absolutely.
Yeah. As far as resources go, there's there's so much that I use. Finding graphics. I know some people will use stock photography sites, like iStockPhoto and things like that, to grab little clip arts and photos. I've seen people do like photographic reskins. You know, obviously you're not creating any art, so you're just buying stock. That case, you can flip apps pretty cheap. So stock photography sites are great. One of my favorite font sites is dafont.com, dafont.com.
Yeah, I love this website, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my favorite thing is that you can type your own text, like your logo or whatever, and then do searches based on that, and it shows the font in your text, which is just awesome for finding just that right font that is going to match up well with your game.
Okay, well, perfect. You have more. Go for it.
Sorry. I definitely check on a couple different forums. I think Touch Arcade has some great forums for developers. There's a lot of Facebook groups. If you really want to get plugged into this community, start getting connected with some of the Facebook groups, and you'll end up seeing the same people over and over again.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, so that's where it's at.
Okay, well, thank you. So we know what you're working on right now, but where are you planning on taking this? What's your next level? What are you going to be doing this coming year?
Aha, well, I can't give away all my secrets, but yeah, certainly our big focus right now is, since we just opened up a shop in Bangkok, is to, grow more staff. I just had an interview today. We're trying to have more capacity so we can handle more customers and do some larger projects. And certainly I have an emphasis on doing it quickly. Before I was taking a lot longer, but now that I have a bigger staff, we're able to flip games in a very timely fashion, because a lot of it's a numbers game, you know, building up your apps. And another thing we're working on that you and I had discussed earlier is ready-to-go content packs. So I'm starting to look into content services. Now, that obviously that brings up something completely new that I've never seen anybody talk about. And that's that, okay, so you're reskinning an app. It's a common app. Let's take Avalanche Mountain, for example.
Okay.
You're reskinning Avalanche Mountain. So you've done all this great work. You've put in new graphics. You've put in new sound. But the problem is that your level and your game looks exactly like everybody else's games out there. Exact same levels.
That's
the level
right.
Layout's the same. The hills are in the same place.
Let me chime in. I've seen some users on game reviews that are complaining about it, in the sense that they're like, this game is just exactly like, you know, like hundreds of other slot games, you know, and they all use the same mechanics, you know. So people are trying to catch it now, you know.
Right.
And that kind of become a problem, and that has to do with saturation. That's why every time we have to come up with a new source code and refresh them. And I'm sorry, go ahead now.
Exactly. So I'm thinking one step ahead. Okay, so if I was a developer, how would I, when I am a developer, but if I was in my customer's shoes, how would I make my game stand out from all these other clones? And the answer is content, you know, changing the content. But that's a little bit tricky to do, you know, because now you're getting into game design, not just graphic design, not just art, but you're actually constructing levels. So I've been having my staff work on some different level packs for Avalanche Mountain, since that's a good candidate. A lot of people have it. I'll say relatively easy to edit the levels. And so I'll be hopefully in a week or so selling Avalanche Mountain content packs, where you can buy a full pack of levels, so all the levels for the game. They're in a files. You just literally drop them into the game code, and then bam, every single level changes to a brand new level. So
that's a time saver, a big time.
Mm-hmm. They'll be affordable too. So, you know, I haven't fixed the price yet, but it'll probably be around $50. So for an app developer with a ton of games, especially if it's the same game on their account, you know, that'll be a way to, you know, differentiate their games between the customers. And I'll have a second content pack for that game to follow soon.
Oh, great. I'll definitely put a link in my show notes. And how do we get in touch with you if we want to hear more about you?
Oh, great. Well, I guess hydraulicgames.com is our website. And we have a services page. There's a little web form on there. So, you can contact me directly at jesse@hydraulicgames.com, or you can fill out our little form on the website, and I'll get right back to you. But, I'm very easy to get a hold of.
Well, Jesse, thanks for all your advices. It's been absolutely amazing. And keep in touch.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. One last thing I wanted to say before leaving is, at some point, Jesse was referring to one of my courses. He was talking about my udemy.com course. I have a course that explains you step by step how to make your own iPhone game in one day without coding. That's basically an app flipping course. It comes with a pinball game source code with unlimited license, and the course costs $147. Please go take a look at it and look at the reviews and ratings. That's an excellent course to get you started. So again, it's on udemy.com, and look for the course name Make Your Own iPhone Game in One Day Without Coding. Thanks for listening to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. If you find this podcast interesting, please subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. And sharing is caring, so spread the word. You can also follow me on Twitter at Johan305. That's Yohann305. Also, come to appfresh.us. appfresh.us. You'll find all the episodes, the show notes, and resources to make you more productive. See you at the next episode.